Hello, I'm Kevin R. Novak, and I promote civil government school system abolition, and I do so through deconstructingthecoliseum.com. In Martin Luther's classic, The Bondage of the Will, there is some relevant background I think is helpful to our approach to education. The Bondage of the Will I have was translated by J.I. Packer and O.R. Johnston, and their edition includes an historical and theological introduction to the work. Prior to Luther writing The Bondage of the Will, there was Luther's initiation of and role in the Protestant Reformation. And there was also Desiderius Erasmus, who in 1524 produced his discussion, or collation, concerning free will. The translators comment on how Christianity to Erasmus was essentially morality with a minimum of doctrinal statement loosely appended, and that, in particular, the question as to whether or not man's will is free, to Erasmus' mind, can be ignored with perfect safety. It can have no possible bearing on a man's endeavor to keep the law of Christ, except perhaps to distract and discourage him. In response to Erasmus, Luther wrote his The Bondage of the Will. Pack and Johnston write how, to Luther, Christianity was a matter of doctrine first and foremost, and assertions, doctrinal statements embodying the contents of the gospel, are fundamental to the Christian religion. Christianity was to Luther a dogmatic religion, or it was nothing. I couldn't agree more with Luther. 2 points, though, relative to education. First, the civil government school system takes Erasmus' position that the contents of any gospel are unessential, and even if they are not, the contents of the Christian gospel are untrue. And second, there is a Christian doctrine that we are to rely on the spiritual sword, not the physical sword, in perpetuating the gospel. In that regard, the civil government school system's existence is anathema to the gospel. I'm Kevin R. Novak, promoting civil government school system abolition through deconstructingthecoliseum.com.